Shalom. This is Rabbi Richard Address for Jewish Sacred Aging. I'd like to welcome you to our Jewish Sacred Aging series of podcasts. We're going to be speaking with a variety of individuals who are working in the field of aging, Judaism, and the impact of the longevity revolution on our community. I appreciate you listening. This podcast is adapted from one of our Jewish Sacred Aging conversation videos. Thank you and enjoy the podcast. And don't forget to check us out on our website, www.jewishsacredaging.com. Good day and welcome again to another Conversations here on Jewish Sacred Aging. We're very delighted to welcome to our conversations today Rabbi Rex Perlmutter, the founder and director of the Jewish Wellness Center in Northern New Jersey. Rex, welcome and thank you for coming down here, and we thank you very much for your time. The Jewish Wellness Center of Northern New Jersey. Rex, what is it? What motivated you to get started with this?
Well, the motivation was an interest in personal spirituality, which developed throughout the 23 years I was in the pulpit rabbinate and then 5 years working for a national organization. We have done a lot of work in the mainstream religious world over the last few decades on transforming worship and making lots of changes to how we pray. It was my feeling increasingly that we weren't paying enough attention to why people do or don't pray. And so the interest in inquiring into the nature of the personal relationship with God or that which is beyond us became increasingly a driver in my rabbinate. The interest in wellness flows out of that, and also a long-time interest I've had in matters of health. Like most rabbis or other Jewish professionals, I've had my fantasy careers of what I would have done if not, and medicine was always one of them until I took pre-med bio and had to switch to pass-fail.
We've all been there. We've all been there.
So when I was coming to this stage of life where I was looking for a new rabbinate and trying to understand what it is I'm really here to do now. This was an idea that had been forming in the back of my mind, and I sat down and thought about it and talked about it with my wife, and we agreed this wasn't just an idea, it was really a dream and a mission. And the mission is to help bring people practices for wellness framed in a Jewish context into their lives. Practices physical, emotional, intellectual, spiritual, and to bring them to individuals, but also to bring these kinds of offerings to institutions, the existing institutions of our community, Jewish and secular, which can respond to needs of people for which I think those institutions, as currently they exist, aren't properly designed or staffed. That's not a criticism of them, right. It's just that it's a very specialized kind of training that I've been increasingly acquiring over these years.
So the Jewish Wellness Center of North Jersey will come to a congregation, an organization, an agency, and do a program or a series of programs, correct?
Correct.
So what would be an example of a type of program? Let's say a congregation wants to make use of your services and your expertise. What would a typical, let's say, Shabbaton look like?
So if it's a typical Shabbaton, if I go as a scholar in residence, which is often the door opening, will consist of a Friday night presentation on my own understanding of the nature of Jewish spirituality. And I'll break it up into experiential rubrics that are scattered in the worship and planned cooperatively with the on-site clergy, so that instead of being somebody coming in and doing a presentation and disappearing and it goes nowhere, this is actually infused into the life of the congregation at that moment, and the feel for how it can work is established. So in the morning then, often if the opportunity presents, we'll do a chant and meditation based service. Again, I work with the clergy on site. A study session, usually Torah, fitting into their normal pattern. And often an afternoon class, which might be Jewish yoga, an introduction to mindfulness practice. The latter is more commonly what people ask for. And then another piece, usually on a Sunday morning, a couple of pieces. One, mindful parenting, which really is something that seems to be very much in demand from the populations of our schools, their families. And also a presentation that I've crafted on the Torah of loss, staying connected when living in loving hurts.
So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, the means of contacting you is what? The website, phone number, tell them.
So the website is jewishwellness.net, all one word. RabbiRex@jewishwellness.net is my email, and the phone number, if anyone wants it, is 973-310-2557.
You talked about, in the beginning, developing or coming to this realization, because we've done so much in congregation land about how we worship. In your work and with congregations and in your work, have people started to talk about not necessarily how we worship, but who or what they're worshiping?
Yes, absolutely. That's a big part of
What are you finding?
I'm finding that people, very much in keeping with the Pew research, that people have a sense there is something beyond themselves. Many of them are operating still on the theology of their Betty Hollander Bible stories for little children.
Pediatric Judaism.
Yes. So when they hit the rough patches, they lose the connection to that God who they thought they believed in. They're still sensing there's something else, but there's a disconnect there, and my work is really designed to help bridge that disconnect.
How difficult have you found it when you're out into the field and working in congregations, for example, to allow how difficult is it for people to have the courage to talk about their concept or lack thereof of God in a public setting?
It is less difficult than you might think. A lot of the work that I do, both in planning those weekends and also our ongoing classes, so for example, an 8-week building a mindfulness practice class, a lot of the work is about building a container of safety.
Which means?
Making it feel okay to express the touchy-feely or the doubtful.
So in working with congregations and individuals, I'm wondering, have you found a receptive audience when you work, for example, or do you work with young people, teenagers, young adults? Are they as approachable on this issue as perhaps boomers are?
So I haven't had the opportunity to do that much work with young adults other than the mindful parenting, if we're speaking adults, but of that age. Teens, for example, I have found in the years that I've spent, like you, on faculty at camp and also in a few of the visiting situations in which I've engaged, are very receptive to especially the meditative mindfulness practices.
Really?
They think it's cool. They may not necessarily yet know exactly what it is that they're looking for or experiencing, but they like the feeling of the experience. Something happens for them, which often they'll say doesn't necessarily happen except for their camp.
Of course, of
yes.
course. Have you done stuff at any of the camps? The summer camps?
I have. Most particularly the Reform Camp that serves the New Jersey, Pennsylvania region.
Camp Harlan. The finest of the Union camps.
The finest by far.
There's no question about it. No question about it.
So I've done some work there, particularly with the staff, 18 to 24-year-olds, who also are very receptive, very ripe, very much filled with curiosity. They know what it is. They're beginning to know what it is they're looking for, and this seems to speak to many of them.
Rabbi Rex Perlmutter from the Jewish Wellness Center of Northern New Jersey. Once again, how do we get in touch with you?
RabbiRex@jewishwellness.net. The website is jewishwellness.net.
Thank you for being part of this, ladies and gentlemen, our conversations here on Jewish Sacred Aging. We're going to be back with another edition with Rabbi Perlmutter in a little while, talking about issues regarding meditation and mindfulness. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of Jewish Sacred Aging Podcast. We invite you to contact us at jewishsacredaging.com. We appreciate your comments and suggestions. Thank you again for listening. We look forward to seeing you again on another Jewish Sacred Aging Podcast. Shalom.